I'm Andy Irons, 27 years old, been surfing for 20 years.
One of the greatest badass rags to riches rock star surfers that ever lived.
He got so good and so confident so fast.
Andy Irons is the new men's world champion.
They call him the people's champ. You know, he's winning, we're all winning.
Who's the man?
And he was wild and funny and I liked all that.
My brother's dark side started creeping more into his everyday life.
Sometimes I'll get weird thoughts through my head, like it's a lot of thoughts, a lot of just stuff going on.
That is from the trailer for Andy Irons, Kissed by God. If you don't know who Andy Irons was, he was born in Hawaii and he learned to surf on the North Shore of Kauai. He started competing in his teens and went on to win 3 consecutive world surfing titles. He also suffered from bipolar disorder and he battled a substance abuse addiction. In 2010, Irons died from a drug overdose, leaving behind a wife who was 7 months pregnant at the time. He also left behind a surfing world and a family, asking, how could this happen? A new documentary, Andy Irons, Kissed by God, you just listened to part of the trailer, looks at his life and his struggles. The film is playing in Boise, and today I am joined by phone with Todd Jones. He is one of the film's co-directors. Todd, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Tell me about Andy Irons. What was it about Andy Irons' story that drew you to actually putting this film together?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Andy was a 3-time world champion, so he was a larger-than-life athlete, and you know, we were pretty shocked when we heard of his death, and there was a lot of mystery around the death. And there had been rumors of substance abuse at some level, and you know, just kind of some hidden tragedy, I guess. From a filmmaker's perspective, I think we were drawn to that mystery and to what that was, and we didn't know exactly what we wanted to achieve with the film, but we knew that there was enough there to create a pretty interesting story. And you know, and as we dug into it, you know, we started to realize that, which was a very unknown thing, that Andy had bipolar disorder, and that, you know, he was known to self-medicate with opioids and alcohol and other substances. So I think along the way, the film, to us as filmmakers, started to become a much bigger human interest story about, you know, some topics that are just, you know, crushing America right now.
And when you were interviewing people, and you interviewed, you know, his brother and other people that knew him, what did they say about Andy? I mean, we just listened to a little bit of the trailer, and he said that my brother's dark side started coming out.
And yeah.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that, you know, for one, like, Andy, despite all of his, you know, wildness and turmoil and you know, sometimes rage, was also loved by almost everyone he interacted with. So, so there, you know, there was a really powerful side of Andy that people really loved. And I think, so people talked about that, but when we went into it, when Bruce and Lindy kind of signed up to, you know, to give us access to the kingdom, so to speak, we said, look, we need honesty. Like, we can't do this film without everyone being honest. So Bruce would actually call everyone before we interviewed them, and he would say, you know, tell, I want, these guys are coming, they're going to interview, and I want you to tell them everything. And I think a lot of them were like, everything?
And Bruce is his brother, and you said Lindy, that was Andy's wife, correct?
His wife, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But so Bruce would preface that, you know, and they'd say, everything? You want us to tell everything? And he would say, yes. So we were able to get these stories that had been suppressed, no one had heard, all this information that really had been hidden forever. So, and that, you know, I think that's something that the viewers, people that watch the film go, wow, it's very honest. And Bruce and Lindy, the brother and wife, were very honest, but so was everyone else. And so was the, the way the story is told.
And as you said, Todd, I mean, this is, I mean, there is an opioid crisis affecting our entire country. But then we have, you know, mental illness issues, and that comes out because bipolar disorder, I mean, that is a diagnosable mental illness. You can get help for it if you are diagnosed. But so many people with bipolar disorder self-medicate. And I am sure those are some of the things that you found out while doing this film, and what a horrible cycle it is, and a cycle that some people can't get out of, no matter if they are a three-time world champion surfer.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, one of the things the film is doing is it's demystifying the conversation. You know, it's opening up the conversation. So the fact that here is this world champion, and he was dyslexic, and he suffered from bipolar disorder, and he used substances in an abusive way and became pretty addicted to opioids. And, you know, I've met so many people post film release who are like, that's my kid. You know, he wasn't a three-time world champion, but that's my kid. And this is, it's so powerful to see, you know, my kid has so much beauty and genius in them as well. So I think it's helping people, and it's helping people talk about these things. And, you know, and I think that bipolar disorder is a very, you know, misunderstood and difficult, and people want to hide it. And, you know, we've seen people kind of like come out, so to speak, as like to the public athlete since the film has come out in different sports saying, I have bipolar disorder. And I want to talk about it.
I'm speaking with Todd Jones. He's a co-director of the documentary Andy Irons, Kissed by God. That film is showing in Boise. It will be showing tonight, in fact, at Overland Park Cinemas. And Todd, speaking with his friends and family, did anyone think that there may have been a point in Andy's life where he could have been helped? Or, you know, was this ultimately the path that he would have gone down no matter what?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really tough question, you know, because he was a three-time world champion. There were character traits that got him, you know, to drive forward and win at, you know, with nothing getting in his way, and so driven and so focused. So, and not the easiest guy to step into and be like, you can't do that, you know, because he spent his whole life going against the odds and into victory and championship. So, you know, I think there's definitely people who expressed guilt. I wish they had done more. I kind of feel bad for him because I'm like, and we work with a lot of athletes. I'm like, it's really hard to contain these athletes. Like, yeah, maybe stuff could have been done, but it's not the easiest thing to tell, you know, to try and put them on a path. And people were trying to help. And maybe that when his son was born, a month after he died, that could have done it. That could have kicked things into a whole different gear.
Right. Well, I want to thank you for joining me today. Todd Jones is the co-director of Andy Irons, Kissed by God. It is a documentary showing this evening at the Overland Park Cinemas in Boise. Todd, thanks so much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.